四，闸北区2015年第一学期高三英语模拟练习。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Hi, James. Where are you going?
I'm going to reserve a conference room. Peter is coming to give us a lecture on climate change. Professor John and his assistant David are coming to introduce their new book too.
Question. Who will come to talk about the change of climate? Two. You are allowed to bring with you $5,000 in cash to our country, and if you are having more than that with you, you have to report to us now, sir.
I see. Here is my passport.
Question. What probably is the woman? Three. Benedict, Daddy is having his 50th birthday this month. Have you decided on the gift?
Not yet. Why not send him and Mum a special touring package in the name of us too?
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? 4. Excuse me, sir, but I wonder why I can't have the toy chain your store offers.
Oh, madam, according to our policy, customers spending more than $55 today are qualified for the free toy chain, and your purchase is still $20 short.
Question. How much has the woman spent in the store? 5. Hey, what's wrong? You look so nervous.
I just witnessed a traffic accident one block away. Now a bloody lady driver is still sitting in the car waiting for medical attention.
Question. What does the conversation imply? 6. I guess more and more visitors come to Germany because things here are cheap.
Cheap? Compared with that of Switzerland, it's cheap here. But if you have been to Italy, you will find things are too pricey here.
Question. What does the man mean? 7. I am going to rent some movie discs for the weekend.
You are still renting discs? There is a huge reserve of movies and music online. Just pay a little money and you can enjoy them all.
Question. What does the man mean? 8. What do you do in your free time?
Since I started playing badminton, my headache, which bothered me for years, has disappeared, and I'm energetic all the time. It's second to none in activity for me.
Question. What does the conversation imply? 9. I wonder why I have always failed my maths tests.
Thinking of the time you have invested in the subject, poor test results are a sure thing.
Question. What does the conversation imply? 10. Japanese or Chinese restaurant? I'm in for both, but both are too good to make a choice.
You better make up your mind, as I am not going to wait in the cold for ages.
Question. What does the man mean? 6. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you'll be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
12 years ago, I was broken. I had just ended a 29-year marriage and was left depressed and unemployed. I was alone for the first time in my life and filled with fear. My broken heart brought with it a broken life and broken self-confidence. It took time to mend, heal, and get my head together. But I didn't give myself much time to cry. I moved to a cute little apartment. I traded the country club membership for a job and sold my Mercedes-Benz and bought a used car. I even wrote a book named Single Past 50, Now What? I did all this just to move on with my life as best as I could. Then one day, I received an email from a 30-year-ago high school friend named Stephen, who lived in Britain. I responded to his email, and the conversations began. We began long-distance phone dating for 3 months. The time came to meet in person. I flew back home to L.A. and found myself still attractive in this man's eyes. The next year was filled with weekly visits from Stephen. He never missed a weekend, even during record-breaking snowstorms. No wonder airline companies loved us. At the end of those months together, I followed this man across the country with everything I owned in my suitcase. I decided to take a second chance on love. Now we've been together for 6 years. I've totally defeated the fear that used to drown me. This is what I've learned and want to share with you listeners. Happiness can always be found on the other side of fear. Just pull yourself together and look ahead.
Now listen again, please.
12 years ago, I was broken. I had just ended a 29-year marriage and was left depressed and unemployed. I was alone for the first time in my life and filled with fear. My broken heart brought with it a broken life and broken self-confidence. It took time to mend, heal, and get my head together. But I didn't give myself much time to cry. I moved to a cute little apartment. I traded the country club membership for a job and sold my Mercedes-Benz and bought a used car. I even wrote a book named Single Past 50, Now What? I did all this just to move on with my life as best as I could. Then one day, I received an email from a 30-year-ago high school friend named Stephen, who lived in Britain. I responded to his email, and the conversations began. We began long-distance phone dating for 3 months. The time came to meet in person. I flew back home to L.A. and found myself still attractive in this man's eyes. The next year was filled with weekly visits from Stephen. He never missed a weekend, even during record-breaking snowstorms. No wonder airline companies loved us. At the end of those months together, I followed this man across the country with everything I owned in my suitcase. I decided to take a second chance on love. Now we've been together for 6 years. I've totally defeated the fear that used to drown me. This is what I've learned and want to share with you listeners. Happiness can always be found on the other side of fear. Just pull yourself together and look ahead.
Questions. 11. What didn't the woman do after her first marriage broke up?
Why did airline companies love the woman and her boyfriend?
13. What is the story mainly about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Listeners, today we are bringing to you a research that is sure to delight men and anger women. A new study has claimed that men really are more intelligent than women. The study concluded that men's IQs are almost 4 points higher than women's. British-born researcher John Philip Rushton, who 3 years ago created a big public debate by claiming intelligence is influenced by race, says today that his new finding could explain why so few women make it to the top in the workplace. He claims the glass ceiling phenomenon is probably due to inferior intelligence, rather than discrimination or lack of opportunity, while general public are blaming these two elements for women's low achievements. The psychologist reached his conclusion after a study on 100,000 students aged 17 and 18 of both sexes. He focused the study on factors such as the ability to quickly understand a complex concept, reasoning skills, and creativity. There are all the key ingredients of intelligence. He revealed the male teenagers had IQs that were an average of 4 points higher. The average person has an IQ of around 100. The finding, which held true for all classes and levels of parental education, is against a 100-year belief that men and women average the same in general mental ability. It also conflicts with evidence that girls do better in school exams than boys. Concerning the better academic performance of girls over boys at school, Professor Rushton argues that the faster growth of girls leads to their success in middle schools.
Now listen again, please.
Listeners, today we are bringing to you a research that is sure to delight men and anger women. A new study has claimed that men really are more intelligent than women. The study concluded that men's IQs are almost 4 points higher than women's. British-born researcher John Philip Rushton, who 3 years ago created a big public debate by claiming intelligence is influenced by race, says today that his new finding could explain why so few women make it to the top in the workplace. He claims the glass ceiling phenomenon is probably due to inferior intelligence, rather than discrimination or lack of opportunity, while general public are blaming these two elements for women's low achievements. The psychologist reached his conclusion after a study on 100,000 students aged 17 and 18 of both sexes. He focused the study on factors such as the ability to quickly understand a complex concept, reasoning skills, and creativity. There are all the key ingredients of intelligence. He revealed the male teenagers had IQs that were an average of 4 points higher. The average person has an IQ of around 100. The finding, which held true for all classes and levels of parental education, is against a 100-year belief that men and women average the same in general mental ability. It also conflicts with evidence that girls do better in school exams than boys. Concerning the better academic performance of girls over boys at school, Professor Rushton argues that the faster growth of girls leads to their success in middle schools.
Questions. 14. What belief of Rushton produced public discussion 3 years ago?
According to Rushton, why do women achieve less at work?
16. What did Rushton say about middle school girls' good academic results? 2. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you hear.
Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
This is the local youth club. How can we help you?
Hi, madam. This is Peter Johnson. We have just moved to the neighbourhood and my daughter is quite interested in your youth club, so I am calling for more information.
Sure, Mr. Johnson. Our club welcomes all the youth aged from 10 to 18.
Well, my daughter falls into the age group. Do we have to pay membership fees or...?
If you pay monthly, we charge our members £3 a month. But if you can pay 1 year's fee in all, we charge only £28. So, are you paying yearly or monthly?
Yearly, of course. But what can we get in return?
You will receive our weekly magazine. It's a magazine containing all the teenage information you wish to know about. It's quite popular among our members. And you'll be invited to attend all the youth activities we arrange in the neighbourhood, such as sports games, outings, or other social events.
That sounds good.
Plus, members will be offered a discount card at the end of the year to get a huge discount on the goods at your local center on Christmas Eve.
Wonderful. How can my daughter apply?
Just drop by, fill in an application form, and leave us with her mailing address. You know, we can send her all the stuff in the post. And may I have her full name?
Sure, that is...
Now listen again, please. This is the local youth club. How can we help you?
Hi, madam. This is Peter Johnson. We have just moved to the neighbourhood and my daughter is quite interested in your youth club, so I am calling for more information.
Sure, Mr. Johnson. Our club welcomes all the youth aged from 10 to 18.
Well, my daughter falls into the age group. Do we have to pay membership fees or...?
If you pay monthly, we charge our members £3 a month. But if you can pay 1 year's fee in all, we charge only £28. So, are you paying yearly or monthly?
Yearly, of course. But what can we get in return?
You will receive our weekly magazine. It's a magazine containing all the teenage information you wish to know about. It's quite popular among our members. And you'll be invited to attend all the youth activities we arrange in the neighbourhood, such as sports games, outings, or other social events.
That sounds good.
Plus, members will be offered a discount card at the end of the year to get a huge discount on the goods at your local centre on Christmas Eve.
Wonderful. How can my daughter apply?
Just drop by, fill in an application form, and leave us with her mailing address. You know, we can send her all the stuff in the post. And may I have her full name?
Sure, that is... Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
Hey Jack, why so excited?
It is going to be the World Sleep Day tomorrow.
World Sleep Day? I've never heard of that. What date is it?
The World Sleep Day is on the Friday of the second week of March. It is an annual event organised by the World Association of Sleep Medicine since 2008.
So it's not a new event. And what is it for?
It is aimed to celebrate the benefits of healthy sleep and to draw society's attention to the burden of sleep problems.
It sounds very helpful. Just look at how many people today are suffering from sleep loss.
Sure. And instead of studying sleep loss treatment, the World Sleep Day tends more to focus on the prevention.
That's a wise move. And how do people celebrate the World Sleep Day?
Well, some people will go shopping for pillows or quilts or night clothes. You know, the things related to sleep. And you can usually get a good price on that day. But most people celebrate it by going to bed early. After all, the quality sleep is what the World Sleep Day mainly promotes.
Of course.
Now listen again, please.
Hey Jack, why so excited?
It is going to be the World Sleep Day tomorrow.
World Sleep Day? I've never heard of that. What date is it?
The World Sleep Day is on the Friday of the second week of March. It is an annual event organised by the World Association of Sleep Medicine since 2008.
So it's not a new event. And what is it for?
It is aimed to celebrate the benefits of healthy sleep and to draw society's attention to the burden of sleep problems.
It sounds very helpful. Just look at how many people today are suffering from sleep loss.
Sure. And instead of studying sleep loss treatment, the World Sleep Day tends more to focus on the prevention.
That's a wise move. And how do people celebrate the World Sleep Day?
Well, some people will go shopping for pillows or quilts or night clothes. You know, the things related to sleep. And you can usually get a good price on that day. But most people celebrate it by going to bed early. After all, the quality sleep is what the World Sleep Day mainly promotes.
Of course.
That's the end of the listening comprehension.